Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Chris Abadi, the president of Novida. Chris, how you doing?
I'm really well. Thanks, Kemp. I'm getting very excited. I'm getting ready to go to Italy, so
that's right.
Very happy.
Our annual trek to the Chersai show. Most people know Chersai is the largest exhibit in the world of ceramic tile and bathroom fixtures. Let's get to some of that in just a minute. I guess you're going to stop at another design show on the way over there this week. Is that right?
Yes. It just happens to be that the London Design Festival, citywide design show in England, takes place this week. So I will head there first for some clients and just to kind of get all the excitement and the design inspiration that you get when you go to design shows around the world. So I'll be going there for the first part of my trip and then arrive in Italy on Saturday and get to Bologna on Sunday afternoon, ready to start the process and get going, seeing tile.
Okay, so let's talk about Novida. Novida, this is your 29th show of being...
Well, it's going to be my 27th, but I've been doing the PR for Ceramics of Italy for 21 years, and before that worked at the Italian Trade Commission. So, yes, I go way back, and I've seen the show kind of grow and evolve, and I love it, and every year I think, wow, so lucky to be able to go to this amazing exposition every year and see all the newest things and see everyone in the industry that come to know over the years. It's a great industry.
Well, and success breeds success because you've done so well with this show that they've tapped you, and you also do PR for the Neocon Chicago show, right?
That's right. I do Neocon East and the Arc Digest show and Brooklyn Designs. Yeah, we're kind of show experts at this point now after all these years. Yeah, and we're really involved in coverings, too. So it's, those are just amazing moments to bring the community and the industries together and see design. And I think the common denominator is great design and community for all those shows. So I'm happy to be part of all that.
Yeah, and you're a New York-based firm, so that's where your offices are in New York. So
mm-hmm. Yep, we're in Tribeca, New York.
So let's talk about the highlights. Most people have either, if they're going, they've already got their ticket. But by listening to this, if you are going, maybe we can help direct you to the right place at the right time. And if you aren't going, you'll get to hear what you're going to miss. Talk, if you would, about some of the special exhibits, key speakers, and other highlights.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, the show is always a beautiful blend of products. So you have over 800 exhibitors from all over the world showing products. And they're really bringing their newest and best kind of state-of-the-art new introductions to the show. So that's a big part of the experience. The pavilions kind of stretch out across this giant, fairgrounds with each hall being packed with a lot of amazing manufacturers showing their things. Then we have, it's over 800 exhibitors, but about over 100,000 visitors come to the show. So you've got people coming in from all over. And show organizers have also really made a great effort to, add extra things like speakers. So I know this year we have an Australian architect who's really interested in innovative housing solutions coming in. His name is Sean Godsell. We have Massimo Iosaghini, who's an Italian architect, very influenced by postmodernism, and he does all the Ferrari showrooms, and he's got an amazing kind of, and he's been doing a lot of work in Miami, so he'll be talking about what he's been doing. And through all these lectures, you're seeing also tile come into the whole story. So it's just, they're really grounded in that industry of tile and ceramics, so you get to, kind of see these top international architectural leaders and then understand their relationship with the material. We have an architect from Chile and another from Spain. So throughout the week, every day, there's a different kind of keynote of the day talking about some issue related to design. And then there's a special exhibit called Tiling Town, which will have tile installers showing sort of the latest innovations and installation techniques. We actually have Bart Bedica and a bunch of the NTCA team, some of the board members coming this year to walk the show and interact with their international colleagues on installation innovations. So that will be happening with a big special focus on big slabs. There's going to be another installation where they're doing a multi-sensory installation with lighting called Mille Luce, which will be kind of a different type of a thing where it's going to, again, tile and lighting.
I'm going to go back to that now. I saw that on the agenda and I was curious what that was. So Mille Luce is tying light in with it. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's going to be a multi-sensory sort of exhibit. So you'll go in and it'll have light and sound and tile and installation kind of, also interior, so you'll enter into this sort of 1970s inspired space.
Okay.
That'll be a whole experience. So I think it's the first time they're doing this. I don't exactly know how we'll come together, but I think it's knowing how Italians do everything,
yeah.
I'm sure it will be very kind of a cool special exhibit that's there for attendees to take advantage of as part of their visit.
Uh-huh. we should also set the stage. This thing happens in Bologna, and that part of Italy, while it has the covered walkways on all the buildings, but it's known mostly for the food that they serve and make there, right?
Right. Nickname of the town is like Grasso, like Bologna fat, because it is a very rich and phenomenal cuisine that, you know, is very typical of the northern Italian sort of style. Lots of like ragus and tortellini, and I mean, so you really, you eat, si mangia bene, which means you eat really well there, and you do. I mean, every restaurant is, you know, kind of a treat, and it's also truffle season when you go in the fall, so you can get truffles, you know, fresh truffles or truffles on your pasta, and so it's all part of the experience, the actual city itself, the portico walkways and the shopping, and then these, you know, phenomenal restaurants. It's also the region of balsamic vinegar and Lambrusco, so we will try to take some time to leave the show and go out to the countryside and experience some of the more, you know, agricultural sort of focus of the region. Parmesan cheese comes from that region, Emilia-Romagna, so that's all part of the experience of going.
Mm-hmm. Now, you host a group of people as part of your role with the show, and you bring some American architects over. How many is in your group this year?
Well, it's a big group of U.S. and Canadians, and it's about, I think it's around 25 specifiers from the two countries, and then, you know, around 25 or so journalists from the two countries, and then, you know, additional, like the NTCA folks. So we're going to be moving around. We break up into groups, you know, Camp, but otherwise it would be impossible to move around as a giant party group there. But we break up so that everyone kind of look at different specialties that they're interested in, if they're more interiors, if they're more residential, and just, you know, really dig into the tile and the show experience, and then come together, you know, for meals or, you know, kind of evening events. So it's a kind of a nice way to be on this trip with these, you know, interesting other people, seeing fantastic stuff, and then coming together to discuss and share after you've, you know, had a chance to go look at things.
And what's the weather looking like for next week?
Well, you know, my son's actually over there already. Some years it's quite warm, and I feel like I'm in sandals, and other years it's a little nippier. He said it was a little cooler than expected. I think it was 60 today. So I have gone swimming on the weekend after Trasai on the coast, so I can say that there's fluctuation, but the 60s to 70s, I'd say.
Okay. And so it starts on Monday the 25th and runs to the 29th. I mean, it's four full days of show, and it's 100,000 people. And when you walk through that forum and you walk out in that back area, well, how many buildings are there? Do you remember? I mean, it's a huge area.
You know, I want to say there are 20 or something like that. I mean, it's quite, and they're large, and they have some of them have two floors. Some of them are just, so I don't know what the overall square footage, I should kind of know that, but it's, you know, it's quite massive in a lot of ways. So you have to kind of break it down, make a plan, look at different pavilions, do one at a time, look at where some of the brands you want to see are, and go in and visit. But it's, you know, and a lot of the brands just really pull out the stops. They have, they're serving coffees and cakes and food in there, and then they're showing, they have secret rooms with special new introductions that only their best clients can see. You can get a whole range of experiences by going into the booths and getting a chance to, like, really, you know, go to them in that country and sort of see the latest right as it's coming out into the market.
Let me just say one comment about that. You know, in this country, when you go to a show, you see little squares, little product samples. There they build these small rooms, these vignettes, and they serve all kinds of great food and entertain you and tell you the story about their company and where they're headed. It's a consuming 4 days and a lot of good information. One of the things I love about it, like you say, you have these architects there, but you also have economists there, and you give presentations that tell what's going on in the world of tile, not just in the Italian tile. So very interesting show, and I appreciate you giving our listeners a little bit of the highlights. Again, we're talking to Chris Abadi, president of Novita, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.